Five. 619, Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, they still have that right lane blocked off on 7200 South as you go eastbound from I-15 to State Street because of a water main break in Midvale. But again, that's affecting people who aren't trying to get onto I-15. It's affecting people who are exiting the freeway. For those of you on northbound 15 itself, just got a report of a crash on I-15 near Bangor Highway. Just looking for it now. So far, I haven't seen any slowdowns appear, but we'll keep an eye on that, Eric.
Just a quick scan of the cameras down Utah County revealing dry roads this morning. So it's a good commute if you're on I-15 northbound from Spanish Fork all the way to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal KSL travel time in 24 minutes. Hey, if you see something happening, be a trooper. Let us know. Be a traffic trooper. 575-5683. Heather?
We do have a little bit of wet roads now up in Ogden, and that includes I-15. So if you're heading either southbound or northbound through the Ogden area, you may need to slow down your speeds a bit for safety. But once you get into Sunset, Roy, the roads dry out and you should be fine the rest of the way into Salt Lake City with no accidents reported anywhere through Weber and Davis counties. Now available at Siegel Book, the Christmas Project DVD. Critics call it a heartwarming and hilarious comedy for the whole family to enjoy. Save 25%. Now just $14.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.